can tell you that it's so bad in Uganda. People just don't know what is happening in Uganda.
Nicky Mwanda recently fled his African homeland. He is transgender.
I'm worried about what is happening to my people. But I'm also scared that when I go back, I don't know what will happen to me.
African politics professor Stephen Taylor says back in Uganda, what could happen to him is life in prison.
Which is just as bad as death penalty, particularly considering the conditions in some prisons.
They staged a big prayer next to my mom's house, praying for me to leave the village, saying that I'm bringing homosexuality on the village. I didn't want to leave my people. But this time round, I became so scared.
The stakes are much higher.
Gay and transgender asylum seekers from Africa turn to lawyers like Jocelyn Dyer with the group Human Rights First.
We're very concerned that now with these really repressive laws, a bad situation is going to be made even worse.
Death threats and police brutality were among the horrors transgender Ugandan Victor Mukasa faced before gaining asylum in the United States less than a year ago.
I have had people lay their hands, men lay their hands on my genitals, chasing the spirit of homosexuality out of me.
When you hear the story of people waging war against a particular group of people, this is no different.
The war, as Mukasa calls it, has had its casualties. Ugandan gay rights activist David Kato was murdered in 2011. That's Mukasa at the funeral. He says his mourning quickly turned to fear when anti-gay mobs crashed the service. His friend Monique helped him get a visa and flee with only a suitcase.
I think this was the first day at school.
But they could not get a visa for his adopted daughter, and he had to leave her with a relative.
That's the biggest part of me that I left behind.
Mukasa and Mwanda keep pushing toward a day when they can reunite with loved ones back home.
He's still alive and still passionate about this struggle. And so we shall keep fighting in whichever capacities and wherever we are in the world.
For me, my hope lies in the people of Uganda realizing that we are all Ugandans. And I'm hopeful. But my hope is not much.
For now, Mwanda has months of waiting ahead before he'll know if he can remain safe on American soil. Carla Babb, VOA News, Baltimore, Maryland.